My name is Kennedy Kimsey, Upton, Wyoming.
Your grandfather homesteaded?
My grandfather homesteaded up by Oshoto, which is about 50 miles north of Moorcroft.
Tell me a little bit about your grandfather.
Well, he was born in 1899, come to this part of the country from Nebraska, and homesteaded up there. My grandma, she taught school at Thornton, was the name of the little town. My dad was born in 1923 at the homestead. He was the oldest kid, and there was six or seven kids born there. They couldn't get any more land after they proved up on it, so they sold the homestead and moved down to the place that we have now, which is southeast of Moorcroft, 10 miles.
Tell me a little bit more about your experience here in Wyoming. You're a Wyoming native?
Yep, born and raised here. Born and raised on the place that I'm on.
So you're a rancher?
Yep.
Okay. What are some of the, you know, what are some of the things you absolutely love about this state, about what you do? And
I guess the freedom. Sometimes you have to work really hard, but there's times you can come, you know, like come down here to fair if you get all your other stuff done. I also work at a coal mine.
Okay. Tell me more about what you do, about ranching, about coal mining, it sounds fascinating.
There's not enough money in ranching, so you got to do something else until I get my kids growed. You know, then I'll be able to live off the ranch, but I don't know what else to. We run sheep and cows. That's how my grandpa got started, was with sheep. He used to let them water bands of sheep on his homestead, and they'd pay him with a ewe or a yearling or whatever. That's how he got started.
Which do you think are easier, sheep or cows?
Easier? Easier are cows. More money is sheep.
There's always a great debate about which one's more intelligent, the sheep or the cows.
The sheep are by far more intelligent.
I've heard a lot of people say that, actually.
Yeah. So, if you can work sheep, you can work any cow.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you coming in and taking a few minutes to just kind of tell us a little bit about your grandfather and about the homestead up there. So,
my dad and his brother, they used to have a ferret that they used to catch live rabbits with, you know, because it was hard times. Right. They got more money for a live rabbit than they did a dead one, you know, so they'd use a wool sack and a ferret, you know, to run him in a pipe and then send the ferret in to get the rabbit out. Just stuff they used to talk about like that. Moorcroft was a big shipping, you know, they shipped on the rail there. There's a book, and I can't remember the name of it. My grandpa told a lot of stuff about it. You know, when they would trail their livestock in and ship them in Moorcroft. There's a big shipping yard there.
Imagine it was a lot more of a challenge to get things around, to get livestock back and forth.
Right.
You know, from in those days. I mean, now, you know, you get the rails and stuff, and they've kind of really built that out. But
yeah, they didn't have any trucks or anything then. It was done on a rail, or you trailed it.
I was going to say, was there a lot of running livestock on the trail?
Yeah, but they didn't have enough, you know, so the way they talked, neighbors would kind of band together, and then they'd trail to Moorcroft and put them on the rail there. My grandpa would ride the train somewhere in Nebraska with the lambs and stay, you know, till they were sold. It's changed a lot from what it used to be. Yep. Dad said he'd be gone for 2 weeks, ride down, stay with the lambs till they got sold. And he'd usually buy a new car to get back, and then they'd sell the other car, you know, to somebody.
Well, I mean, it's challenging today, but I can imagine the challenges then were even more amazing.
Yep.
We just kind of take for granted some of the things today that we can do that weren't even heard of at that
point. Right, the stuff they did then was... Yeah, they damn sure had to want to do it.
Well, you know, there are some aspects of that whole lifestyle that have changed pretty dramatically, and there are some that I imagine haven't changed a whole lot at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't have no TV, no nothing. I mean, they...
What are some of the things that you think haven't really changed all that much about farming and about ranching over the years?
Oh, the people would be the honesty of the people. Okay. We have neighbors that do anything for you, and we would for them.
Yeah, it's good to be able to trust your neighbors.
Right.
Which is something that seems to be kind of...
Right, you see the stuff on TV, they steal your car while you're in the McDonald's, they do it, you know.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those few states and those few areas where still, I don't hesitate to leave my doors unlocked.
Right, I leave mine unlocked all the time, because if they want in, they're going to break a window, they just will walk in.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's a neighbor broke down, he doesn't, you know, he can come in and use the phone or whatever to...
Yeah. Well, you got any other cool family stories? I mean, this is fascinating.
No. Not about Wyoming. My mom was born and raised in Norway. Immigrated to this country when she was 12.
This is a fascinating stuff. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So. My grandma taught school at Thornton. There was a couple kids she was scared of. She was just a little woman. So we brought a quart in and hung it up on the wall. Nailed it up on the wall for her. I just remember him talking about that stuff. I was pretty young when my grandpa passed away. But
wow. Well, these are the kind of stories, if they don't get told, they get lost. You know?
Right.
It's good to pass them down. And
mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much.
You bet.